This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Rebecca Thiel. A researcher at the University of Missouri will receive $100,000 for his research on a controversial plastic hardener called BPA or Bisphenol A. Friedrich Bromsahl is one of 10 Heinz Awards recipients this year. The award recognizes people who are addressing environmental issues. Bromsahl is a professor of biological sciences and has been studying the effects of BPA for more than a decade. He has linked its use in baby products to abnormal cell development, leading to early puberty, diabetes, and cancer. Bromsahl and other researchers published a new study that further warns of the health risks posed by BPA. As more people make use of library services, some small libraries are finding out they need additional sources of funding. In Macon, Library Director Elaine Noon says they've had to find ways to make more services available, like internet access.
We are seeing more people come into our library needing help applying for jobs. A lot of companies now will no longer take paper applications.
Earlier this year, the state of Missouri cut the MoreNet budget, which provides funding for internet access in public libraries. Now it's up to small municipal libraries like the one in Macon to help pay for the increase in usage. In July, Macon Public Library received $6,300 from the Targeted Collection Development Grant. Services provided by the grant include computer skills, small business skills, and English as a second language. Missouri Insurance Department officials say they've issued more than $1 million in fines in a crackdown on bogus health insurance plans. The insurance department says it issued cease and desist orders to 14 companies and individuals who allegedly defrauded consumers by selling plans that appeared to include comprehensive medical insurance, but actually did not. Agency says at least 150 Missouri customers paid for the health plans. Insurance Director John Huff says many of the plans were marketed through faxes using phrases such as group health plans or making promises to control your health care costs. More than 100 dogs were removed from a kennel in Camden County yesterday after the owner voluntarily gave them up. According to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the owner could not afford to feed the dogs. Central Missouri Humane Society's Allison Toth says it was commendable the owner removed the dogs from his kennel, but no one should ever have that many animals on their property. Toth says the Humane Society receives many dogs from puppy mills, but they come in waves.
They come in horrible condition sometimes where their fur is matted all the way down to their skin. Sometimes they're missing eyes or are missing teeth. They have all sorts of health issues, and they're really malnutrition.
Toth says Columbia's Central Missouri Humane Society was not asked to take in any of the dogs from Camden County. The dogs were sent to shelters in St. Louis and Springfield. She says despite winning the Zoo $2 million makeover, the Central Missouri Humane Society was unable to add kennel space for the dogs. The number of undocumented immigrants arrested by Missouri troopers has fallen significantly since the Highway Patrol began checking people's residency 3 years ago. Patrol incarcerated an average of one undocumented immigrant per day in 2007. That declined more than 40% in 2008 and fell an additional 30% the next year. Patrol has no explanation for the decline. Advocates for immigrants and the Hispanic community say it may be due to the poor economy, which has led fewer people to come to the U.S. Former Governor Matt Blunt ordered the Highway Patrol to check the residency of everyone incarcerated in August 2007. That requirement later became state law. Columbia police are moving forward in their plans to install cameras downtown. At this week's City Council meeting, Police Chief Ken Burton introduced the department's new research on camera vendors, prices, and equipment. Last April, Columbia residents voted to allow surveillance camera placement downtown, but the police department found itself back at square one. Once council members give feedback to Burton, the department can go forward in a bid process and choose a vendor for the project. Public Information Officer Jesse Hayden says the department wants a vendor who can provide for all of its needs.
We're pleased with what we've come up with so far, but we're going to continue to work on it diligently to make sure that we choose a really good vendor, too, because we've got to get the right company from the get-go so that we have a good experience with this.
Hayden says the department aims to install cameras by the first of the year before weather could affect installation. Former U.S. Secretary of State James Baker says the U.S. must be willing to speak with its enemies and sometimes work with undesirable allies. Baker spoke today at Westminster College in central Missouri and advocated for a balanced approach toward foreign policy. Baker says implementing foreign policy can require discussions with adversaries and working with countries that fall short on democratic principles and human rights.